If you've heard any of our podcasts before, you've heard Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab talk about the importance of self-management strategies. It's really one of your core beliefs, isn't it?
Yes. As a team here, we're all like-minded. You know, we bought into kind of what we believe in here. And when I talk about what we believe in, we have a few core beliefs and core values and things that we would, you know, we try to do that would maybe separate us from other clinics or other facilities in this area of the state or around the country or wherever. But, you know, I talk about core beliefs, and one of them is self-management strategies, avoiding open-ended treatment plans. And what that means is, I feel like, yeah, I've spoken about this in the past, Scott, is many times the business that we're in physical medicine and rehab and chiropractic, whatever you want to call it, can turn into a black hole quickly. And what that means is that, you know, you start it twice a week for 4 weeks and there's not much of a change, and 6 months later, you're still going to therapy. So, you know, I think that it's important that you have a plan and avoid those black holes. And the way you do that, I think, initially is, you know, make a good determination of what the problem is and, you know, what your evidence shows, how that patient would respond. Obviously make good, the appropriate recommendations, even if it's a referral, but show objective improvements. You know, obviously the patient wants to feel better, but objectively, is the range of motion changed? Are they functionally, are they able to do some things, you know, better or without as much pain throughout the day? But I guess it all kind of centers around self-management. And when I treat patients, I've gotten into this whole philosophy, Scott, of why am I doing what I'm doing? And, you know, not just how or what it is that I'm doing, but why. And I think that it all ties back to, you know, I want to be treated, or, you know, how would I want to be treated? You know, when I go to a doctor, what are some things that discourages me, whether it's I have to wait in their waiting room for 20 minutes, or, you know, the front office staff is nasty to me, and, you know, the doctor doesn't communicate very well with me. I'm really sensitive to all those types of things. But, you know, related to what we're doing here is, I, you know, early on as a young athlete, and, you know, unfortunately I had some orthopedic injuries where I had to go to a physician. I just like to be accountable for what's going on. And what that means is, I tell me what to do. And, you know, that's how I feel. And, you know, I would hope that, you know, the better part of folks that come in the clinic feel the same way, is that, you know, it's great when you go somewhere and they say, you know, Scott, you've got X, Y, and Z going on in your low back. This is how we're going to help you. This is what we're going to do. Okay. And then so many times that's the end. You know, that's, you know, okay, we're going to get you scheduled back, and, you know, we're going to start working and go from there. Well, I believe in all those things. Okay. You got to tell the person what the problem is. You got to deliver it in a way that they understand it. You know, what are you going to do to help them? And then, more importantly than anything, is, okay, this is what you can do to help yourself. Is it taking 8 minutes a day, or 8 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening doing these three stretches? You'd really be surprised that once patients get on board with their treatment plan and they're actively involved in it, how things change. You know, I think just the way medicine has gone in the past with, you know, medications and surgeries, and, you know, we go for a quick fix. I think that if patients are on board and accountable and actively involved in what's going on, I think there's going to be a better response rate. Patients feel better about what they're doing. Also, more importantly than anything, in my clinic, I'm able to get them out of here faster, meaning I'm not seeing, you know, I don't want to see patients months and months at a time. I want to do everything I can as quickly as I can, as effectively and efficiently as I can in the clinic. You're obviously coming here for a reason, because I can't come to you. And then start developing programs and making recommendations for you to do on your own. And then the more I can get you doing some of those things, hopefully the better you feel, and we've resolved the issue. So I just think that self-management is something that we always talk about here in the clinic. It's something that I really spend a fair amount of time with Diverse Visit talking to the patient, that I want them to be accountable. You know, I want them to feel like they're a part of their treatment plan. And, you know, like I said, that's what I would want. And other patients, they respond well to that because they're on board and, you know, they're getting better faster. And I think it creates a happier environment here in the clinic as well.
You can trust the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab to lay out a specific treatment plan that will address your needs in a way that's easy to understand. Give them a call today to see how they're different. 918-743-3737.